So this is something that old guys do where we go, do you remember back in the day? But I'm going to do that to you for a second. It was, I want to say 2002, maybe 2003. I get this call from a guy named Joe Hodge, who is a record rep, and he goes, hey, Jared Leto's got this new band, and he's coming through Columbia, South Carolina, which is where I was working at the time. And you showed up into this little radio station where I was working, and we hung out for probably 45 minutes. And out of all the artists that I'd interviewed in my very young radio career at the time, you were probably the most genuine and honest. And that hasn't changed over the years, which is what's really surprised me, because you've done so many of these now, right? Like, you were starting your musical career, I'm like, well, obviously he's had success in Hollywood and he's trying to get the music thing going, which is why he's really into it. And here we are 15, 16 years later, and you're still doing this. Why is that? You're so successful. Like, why is that?
Why? It's a great question. What's up, man? It's a great question. I think I'm just compelled to do it. I think you just, probably how you feel about your job and your life's work. You just have a drive, a compulsion to do it, and you get a lot from it. And, you know, my brother and I have shared this incredible dream since we were, you know, very young. And the fact that it's still going and stronger than ever and is just insane. It's incredible. And, you know, we're really grateful and we have a lot of fun doing it, too.
I guess it surprises me because a guy like you that has so many different avenues to success, right? Like, you succeeded in a lot of different ways. You didn't have to go out and do 300 shows for that first album, but you did. And next thing you know, you're playing around the world to all of these different arenas. What's it like for you when you're in a country that you haven't been in say, a few years, and you see this legion of fans that are singing along with your every word? Is that what motivates you, or is it an individual, personal connection? Like, what really gets you the most excited?
It's a good question. I think all of the above, you know, whether we're playing in Poland or in France or in Texas or in Brazil, we've just had an incredible connection to these people all over the world. And it is crazy when you play in a different country and you don't even speak each other's language and you hear them singing the songs back and you can hear the distinct accent.
Can I hear the accent? Yeah.
But it's incredible that music connects with people all over the world like that. And we just finished an entire year of touring that took us around the globe a couple of times. I think we made 3 trips to Europe. And then we have shows next summer as well. And then that'll be the end for a little while.
As far as things that you've accomplished, what do you think is the next big mountain that you're going to climb?
Oh, man. I think probably making a new album and not taking 4 years to do it. This one took 5, actually.
It's a good album, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And, you know, I say that every time I finish an album. I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to put an album out of you, like Drake style or something.
Yeah, every 6 months.
You know, but for some reason, it just takes me so long. So I'd like to put an album out sooner and get back on the road sooner. Some of these places, I mean, we were, you know, just in Argentina. We hadn't played there in 4 years. We were just, you know, in Italy and some places we hadn't played in 4 and 5 years. So it'd be really good to not take so long in between.
What's more challenging for you when you're tackling an acting role that's really difficult and requires all of your attention and maybe it's called Dallas Buyers Club where you have to lose a lot of weight, or going into the studio and going, I've got to come up with 15 really great songs or 12 really great songs to create this album?
I mean, they both have their challenges. They both there are a lot of harder things out there to do in the world. For sure, but they're both incredible things. I think my brother and I have been doing this so long that we have a lot of gratitude for it. We don't take it for granted. We know how fragile it is. The longer you do it, the more often you see bands come and go, you see artists come and go, and you realize how fortunate you are to be able to play these places all over the world. We just ended up with the biggest, most successful touring year we've ever had in our entire careers. And we never would have thought that would be the case 20 years into this. Never. And we look out at our audience and we have such an incredible, diverse group of people, and from young to old. It's just phenomenal. It's really a special thing.
You and your brother have been through the ups and the downs and everything in between together. What is it like to be able to share this with him?
It's cool. I don't think I would have survived it without him. I don't think I would have had that extra motivation. I don't think I would have had the drive to keep pushing as hard if it wasn't for family. And, you know, I look at my brother. When we did this last tour in Europe, it was basically in the round. So you're in the center of an arena or bigger, and the audience is all around you. And I would look over at my brother often, almost every night, and just we share a look with each other like, this is
this real life?
Insane. Yeah. It's the type of stuff that when you're a kid, you imagine. You know, you see on MTV, you see... You listen to your favorite band and you're like, what the? And I don't know. Of course, we always appreciated it, but I think when we were younger, we were so busy, you know, working for it that we didn't take time to appreciate it as often. And now I think it's just like appreciation and gratitude phase. But it's incredible. It's been incredible.
I'm glad that you used that word. As somebody that's been in the industry just like Mahoney for a very long time, thank you for always appreciating it. And, you know, on this side of the business, we see a lot of people that come through it and get jaded to it, and it's just another transaction. You've always seemed to genuinely appreciate it, and we really appreciate you for
that. Thank you. Well, people, you guys have helped us. You really helped us make the impossible our reality.
We are solely responsible for your success. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, as you are,
yes.
You know
that. Yes, individually.
But honestly, you're a big part of it, and it's that collective group of people, or people that were believers in us when nobody else believed, and that took the time to, you know, have me on for an interview even before stations would play our songs. You know, I'll talk to this, you know, this guy and see what he's got to say. And it was just that kind of slow, steady build that people said, I'm going to give this person a shot. And it has changed our lives. And you are responsible. And it's great. I thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here at Holiday Havoc tonight. And enjoyed talking to you as always. And look forward to seeing the show tonight.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Bro.